Benjamin, fantastic to see you here in the Great Magnificent City Scully Park in Tamworth. Nice to see the blue and gold shirt out there in the juniors. We just need to get the seniors to get their act together and man up at Churchill level and play against the Cockatoos. But great to see you. Congratulations also to New South Wales Junior Rugby for bringing it out to the country. I think this city country game, as far as the juniors, should be in the country every year, but that's only my opinion.
Part of our actually gig is it will come to country every year. We did that a few years ago when John Hamilton was president of country. We made the decision that we too feel that the city country game is very much about the country, and we want it to be out here and at various different parts of the state every year.
How do you see the state of junior rugby in Sydney? There's always great fun at the moment. Of course, the 16s have a mixture of rep sides that are going back to the national champs after our indulgence with the junior gold, even though it was fantastic, I thought, for those 15s and 17s. Players that come out of schools, you've got players that come out of clubs that are all mixed together with the country boys to be part of those two 16s teams that are going to the national champs.
I think the 16s is the... So you recall we spoke 4 years ago, which was the last time that the Nationals were in the 16s, and the fact that they've brought them back is a reflection that they made a mistake back then. But the 16s program, where we've got the two schools teams, the country team and the Sydney team, that all meet in the invitation, that is the ideal formula that we want for rugby, because we're getting... Everyone's still got their stake in the game. They've still got their identities, but we still get the two best teams from New South Wales heading off. Everyone, doesn't matter where you play your rugby, has a shot at making those two teams. So it's a perfect formula as far as I'm concerned.
Is the game dying in a wheezing, sort of screaming heap, or it's not going too bad, or it's on fire, or does it just depend where you are in the state of New South Wales at a junior level?
I think it depends on where you are. We've actually seen growth in junior numbers in the country areas this year. The statistics show us, whereas in the city areas, what you call the heartland, northern suburbs and eastern suburbs, it's still fine. The western suburbs, we've got massive issues. And part of the problem is that we don't have a complete pathway. But we're working on fixing that. I think there's some really exciting news just around the corner regarding the under-18s, which will enable kids who wear a country or a city jersey to potentially get in the Australian team in the 18s, whereas it's only been a school's domain. We're changing that. So this year, Brother Bob Wallace confirmed 2 weeks ago to me that anyone who'd made the New South Wales Juniors under 18s is eligible to be picked on the end of year tour with the Australian team, which is a fabulous step forward, and it's an inclusive step. Suddenly you play club rugby, you're inclusive, and you can go all the way to the highest level you can.
Yeah, see, that takes in all the punters who are brickies and labourers and working down the pit and all that sort of stuff, and that's the sort of mentality we're seeing from Pat McCutcheon as well in the 20s at New South Wales Rugby. Now, of course, these magnificent things don't run on air. Of course, you've got Genesis as well, which is fantastic to see. And also, of course, we've got the others who've looked after us today, Elders, and also Total Precast and KRH. You know, without these people, we don't have... You know, things going on not only for city and country, but New South Wales Junior Rugby.
Oh, well, look, our sponsors are part of the lifeblood that helps us get going. Rugby is not flush with funds. One of the things that's really happened since Andrew Hoare's taken over at New South Wales is there has been a reconnection back to our volunteers. They've identified that our volunteers are actually part of the lifeblood of our game and are really important. So the fact that we're actually... The development officers are all now seeking input from the volunteers instead of, in years gone by, 10 years ago, they'd just do their own thing and not let the volunteers be involved. Now they're coming to seeking them, and we're an inclusive game again. I keep using that word inclusive, but that's what rugby's about.